Your reasons for listening to the show, well,
hello,
those are
everybody.
Your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a later edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Been doing it at 6 and just wanted to do a little bit of an experiment to kind of find out, like, would an hour later make a difference? So let's see. This kind of just really pisses me off. It does. It does really piss me off. Seriously, guys, I have not changed a goddamn thing. I have not changed a goddamn thing at all. Can you guys hear me now? Like, is it better? I know nothing. I had to restart everything. Can you guys hear me now? Is it better? Let me go to my social media now and see if it's actually playing. All right, so it sounds good now. All right. Seriously, guys, if any of you guys know, matter of fact, I will pay an engineer to come help me figure out what is going on. Because the audio is, like, I have not changed anything from what I've done from yesterday's show. I've not changed any setting at all. And if any of you guys have used a Rodecaster Pro, I would love to hear from you. I don't know if you guys have had the same issues or whatever. So it does sound good. All right, guys. So if you're a person, and see, that's the other thing that pisses me off so badly, that, you know, I started the show an hour later. I wanted people to, you know, maybe a new audience or something. And I start off the show with bad audio. And I don't know if you guys know this about radio listeners and stuff. You only get one chance to make a first impression. And then some of these people that maybe never checked it out before at this time tuned in at the beginning and they're like, ugh, I'm not listening to this shit. If he can't even get his audio worked out, why do we want him? Why do we want to listen to this nerd that's been ostracized from radio and stuff? Yeah, I tried to do a little bit of a segue there. Because my former employer, Bubble Love Sponge, actually talked about me this morning. I wasn't listening. I had a couple of people text me. I also got a lot of emails. And I was like, as soon as I hear that Bubba was talking about, I was like, oh my God. I get those really, really hot flashes. Not like women hot flashes, but I just get automatically hot. I'm like, oh, all right, what did he say now? And Bubba's never really been mean or whatever. So I just didn't want him to bust my balls or make me feel bad. Like, I know that I messed up. But he talked about me this morning. I guess he was talking about different, like, cast that have been on the show, what was the best. I don't know if he was actually asking the listeners. It was more of his preference. So I listened to it today, and I want to get your opinion on what I can do. I would love to know what I can do to be able to fix this stuff, because Bubba gives me advice at the end. I mean, he gives me some pretty good compliments. And if any of you guys are Bubble Love Sponge listeners, please give me a call here. You can do that live, 407-270-3044. Oh, I know what I need to do. I just need to know, like, what I can do. Because sometimes apologies can just be, like, come off as fake, even though you mean them. And I'm only going to get one shot at this. But I'm going to play this audio. This is the Bubble Love Sponge Show talking about me this morning.
I'd hire Rob back in a minute. I would hire Rob back in a minute.
Yeah.
When I say I'd hire somebody back in a minute, there's circumstances that would have to, you know, I'd have to talk to Blitz. You know,
there's some hoops. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, that's the thing. I've only seen Bubba once and Blitz once since I got let go in 2019. And, you know, I had already made a lot of improvements, but I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, whatever. He probably hasn't stayed sober this long. He hasn't stayed off of drugs and any of that stuff, any substance. Probably think I'm doing it behind the scenes because I used to be that type of alcoholic. Used to be that one I would do it to hide it and stuff. Bubba used to breathalyze me every single morning. Mad Dog, thank you for the compliment. I listen every day, but I'm too shy to call. I get it, Mad Dog. But I'm a different person. Like, I stand up for myself more because that's the thing about it is I think my problem beforehand is I was an empath. I took on everybody's problems. I put their feelings above mine sometimes. And I've created that now. I'm better at that. And I make smarter decisions. I'm not like reckless like I was when I was an alcoholic and drug addict and stuff. And I can make this. I can make this right.
Like when I say I'd hire Seth back in a minute, that doesn't mean.
I don't know, man. He did delete your Instagram account. Just saying.
Seth.
I mean, you got it back, but I mean, I had all the passwords for social media and stuff. You didn't see me delete your accounts.
Instantaneously is sitting where Lummy is. Maybe that would mean Seth and I would do a podcast just ourselves. Or maybe that would be, you know, something like, doesn't mean
that.
That
might be the best.
Create extra content.
I mean, I do a podcast. I mean, you wouldn't even have to do it with me, Bubba. I could, no, but William Dargass, I agree with you. Like, I'm doing just fine, though. But, William, let's be honest, though. I'm doing everything that I can to boost my numbers. I'm not killing it financially right now. But, I mean, I'm making some money. Now, I know, guys, listen. I'm not wanting to get hired and stop doing the Tuttle Daily Podcast. That's not happening. That's not happening at all. But an opportunity for his audience to, you know, find out about me. Maybe I'll pick up some. Maybe I won't pick up any. And if you're a podcast out there and you want to have me on the show for some, I will do anybody's podcast. I will do anybody's show. I'm a whore. I'll promote everything. If you want to have me on as a guest, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuddle@gmail.com. So I don't want anybody to think like, look, even if Bubba was to bring me back and do something, it's not going to be a full-time thing. I know that. Everybody knows that. But if I'd be willing to do exclusive podcast content for his YouTube channel, Facebook. I know he's having some issues with some trolls. I think he got a 90-day ban on Facebook. But I'll do whatever you need me to do. Just promote me. Help me help you, Bubba.
It doesn't mean necessarily that it's on this program.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd hire Seth back in a minute. I'd hire Rob back in a minute. I'd hire Brent back in a minute. I'd hire Shannon back in a minute.
See, that's one of the hurdles for me.
And it's too bad, Tuttle.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to... Hold on. I'm going to let Bubba speak a little bit. And I want to talk about part-time... S-Shack sounds lucrative. Hey, to be able to promote the Tuttle Daily Podcast, put me in a shit shack. I'm down.
It's just too bad Tuttle has Tuttled himself because I think...
All right, so let's examine that. And this is not me at all busting Bubba or, you know, this is not an insult in any way. I know that I'm not on the same level as Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, he talks about dark match this, dark match that. If you don't know what dark match means, you're like the lesser version of the better version. And I'm not saying I'm even close to half of the success that Bubba has had in radio. But does he realize the similarities? I know that I wasn't rocking Bubba Klim back in the day at the beginning of my career and stuff. But how many times has he gotten fired for something that he did? He got himself run right out of a lot of radio stations. He's admitted his mistakes and stuff. I mean, I think me and Bubba probably have no toes on our feet for as many times we've shot ourselves in the own foot. Mine's just on a very lesser scale, for sure. But I mean, I had it all. That was the summit for my career. Could have been maybe more. But let's be honest. That was the height of my popularity, being on his show. And I'll admit that. And I'm knocked down to podcast Willie, like you would say. And I'm trying to make amends for everything. I'm trying not to be the bad guy. So, Bubba, I mean, look, I'm not saying I am you. We got a little bit in common. You know, my body count when it comes to having sex with women, no. Nah, I ain't got that. The thing is, I'm in the best shape of my life right now, and Bubba's probably still getting more ass than I am.
Tuttle's brilliant.
I talked to him the other day. He's doing good.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely brilliant.
He said hi to everyone.
You know
too.
What Tuttle could do? The only way Tuttle
and I'm reading the comments. Tuttle sucks, and that was the first one. Tuttle sucks right out the gate.
Tuttle, I don't know if you're listening. I'd hire Colton back in a minute. Tuttle, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm sure this would get back to you.
Oh, it did.
If you
got your boss,
yeah, I got you, boss. I'm over here in Volusia County, getting my pimp hustle on now.
Him and his mom got a house now, too.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so I would, Tuttle.
I love Blitz.
Befriend. I would do my best to repair your relationship with Shane Reeve.
All right. So I am not going to be the Tuttle that is not going to. I'm telling you right now. If you would like to make a promotion out of it, and maybe Shane Reeves doesn't want to be a part of a bit, I'm telling you right now, if there is a Florida Man Radio bit or promotion that they're doing, if Shane Reeves would like to come out, I would kiss his bare ass in front of anybody and apologize. I'll be down on my knees, but I'm sure Shane Reeves doesn't want to do that. So, anything that I've done to Shane Reeves or Shannon Burke, I'm sorry, man. Like, you got to realize, I tried to off myself, and I couldn't even do that. So what I'm trying to say is you got to realize I wasn't making a lot of good decisions. And I'm not making excuses or anything like that. But I'm just being honest. Like, what do I got to do? Whose ass do I got to kiss? Whose car do I got to wash? Like, tell me what I got to do. Do I got to stunt? Do we got to do a series of stunts on Bubba Love Sponge show for me to just get back? I mean, I hate doing the stunts and stuff, but I do them. I do them all the time. And if it takes me going through like a gauntlet of stunts to be able to get back in good graces, because that's what I've wanted to do in radio. I've wanted to make amends and fix all the bridges that I've burned. And there was a lot of them that I've burned. So I'm on pretty good terms with everybody. Iggy T, I'm not being desperate. I'm not going back full time. But Iggy T, wouldn't you can be an annoying journalist when politicians are in town. I mean, I would do that. But Iggy T, I mean, I know what I'm saying probably is coming off as desperate. But you got to work smart. You got to eat a little shit every once in a while. And I know by me saying that, it makes it seem like I don't mean my apology and stuff. But there's just, you know, you got to know your role sometimes. And if it means that I can promote the content that I'm doing, I mean, everybody that's in the chat room right now, I know a lot of people probably think I'm desperate and I'm trying to stop doing podcasting. I'm not trying to do that at all. But if you guys are liking guys, I know that. I know that they have it. No, I mean, look, you guys can ask anything. I am open and honest with all you guys. I'm not one of those hosts that is, you know, going to try to change the narrative. If I make an ass out of myself or I have an embarrassing, I'm going to share it with you guys. But why wouldn't you, as a fan of the Tuttle Daily Podcast and the content that I'm putting out, not want my show to grow? And if it means like maybe doing a once a week show or an ancillary show, I would do that. But I also, like I said, I it does mean no good to have enemies in the radio business. And I want to make amends with everybody that I've done wrong. And if there's no way that I can get back on, I'll still apologize for everything that I said and who I pissed off. See, now you guys are making me feel bad about it. But, you know, I wanted your open and honest opinion on it. Because, I mean, your opinion is very important to me.
And Shannon Burke. Like, kill him with your Tuttle kindness. And this isn't a slow play. This is a long play. Because they're both...
Oh, I get it.
Both smart. If they're not going to let you flash him in the pan. They're not, you know, two weeks of you saying nice things about Shane. No, it's going to take a long time for you to repair those relationships. But if you could, I'd bring you back in some capacity.
All right. I need to know. And even if I don't go back, I just want to be cool with everybody in radio. And I'm not, I don't know, Iggy. Like, I respect your opinion and stuff. And you're probably right. Maybe I am coming off as desperate. But I do respect your opinion. I don't even know if Shane would, like, even take my phone call. Vulture, if you're listening right now, can we find an email for Shane Reeves? I can send him an email. Take him out to the Applebee's that I got fired from another program director at. I'll take him out. I'll treat him to some lunch at Applebee's. I mean, that's a highfalutin for me, Applebee's. I'll take Shannon out. Make him some chili. I'm not going to put beans in it. You know, he's from Texas. Texans don't like beans and their chili and stuff. What up, Fozzie? How are you, my friend? But, yeah, I get it. If you guys think that I'm coming off as being desperate and stuff, I'm just trying to work because I love what I do. I love doing this show and stuff. So if that means me having to kiss a ass or apologize for whatever I did, I'm down. You'll never, ever have a problem with me again.
I'd work with you. I'd do something with you. So anyway, Anna, back to...
All right, so that was that. And I know, like, by the way, like, seriously, if you're just joining me right now, don't forget, you can call in 407-270-3044. If you guys are enjoying the show, if you're new to the show, if you guys would like to donate to the cause, this is how I'm making a lot of money. I make it off of the advertisement and my videos from being monetized. You guys can also hit that little like button. Give me a thumbs up. It does help me out with the algorithm. I don't know, Iggy T. Well, I don't know. I see where you're coming from. I really do. You know, it's ridiculous now what they're having to do for advertisement in America, because there's so many fast food restaurants in America, and they all, everything, the market is completely saturated. So they all got to do this stuff, and it's about going viral on the internet now. But Arby's, they actually, I think they got a Pusha T. Now, I know, look, I do listen to some hip hop music and stuff. I haven't listened to it as much as I used to. I know that Pusha T has got a couple of hits out, but now this could also hurt you, because a lot of other rappers would be like, man, this guy sold out. He's a bitch. He took the Arby's money to write a diss track about Arby's fish sandwich versus McDonald's fish sandwich. And all this video is like stock video. And I also hope that I don't get like copywritten on this song. It's a commercial. I think they would want as many people to hear it, right?
I'm the reason the whole world loved it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet your fishes. Then you should be disgusted.
I mean, come on. I mean, he's dropping some pretty harsh beats. This is like Eminem going against those three dudes in an 8 Mile rap battle. And he destroyed it. And Pusha T's like stepping up to Ronald McDonald and like, what do you got for me, clown?
How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget? Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines around the corner, we might need a guest list.
Okay, so I'm just being upfront. I don't think fast food companies have any business in the fish game. It does not translate. The fish sandwich, fish meals in any fast food, I think it's kind of like you need to back off a little bit. And Arby's is notorious. Well, I mean, Ian Hanna, he's probably saying use for Arby's only. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to play it. I'm learning all the ins and outs of the legal things that I can do. I don't want to get, like, banned on any platforms, because I can't, like, take a hit like that. But Arby's is notorious for actually stepping into games that they should not be in. Like, and Burger King has done this as well, too. If you're a burger joint, and Arby's, they're known for their fast food. Their roast beef sandwiches. I know, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you can go to Arby's and get 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. They're 5 for $5 deal. And that is their lane. That's their lane. Roast beef sandwiches. And their Arby's sauce is good. I hated the horsey sauce. But Arby's, like, they make, like, prime rib sandwiches. And let's be honest, it's not prime rib. It's not even close to being prime rib. I've seen them do chicken parm sandwiches. I know Burger King has done a chicken parm sandwich. And then Burger King also likes to take their Whopper and put it on other stuff. They got like a Whopper melt out. And so like when I see that, I was like, oh, it just makes me kind of sick. The only fast food that I eat anymore is Chick-fil-A. And I go with the grilled chicken. I never go with the fries, but Chick-fil-A does have some pretty strong fries. When it comes to gimmick fries, definitely Chick-fil-A. Speaking of Arby's, I think Chick-fil-A's waffle fries are better than Arby's curly fries. And I'm not saying I don't like Arby's curly fries. I mean, they're delicious as well, too. But stay in your lane, Arby. Stay in your lane. Yeah, 5 for $5 roast beef sandwiches, Ian Hanna. It was great. I loved it. I get the 5 for $5, and a lot of people would get the cheese one. No, the cheese ruins it. A straight up Arby's roast beef sandwich with their Arby sauce on it. And I would rather go with the 5 for $5 because you could get, there were like 3 levels of the Arby sandwiches. You could get a regular one. Oh, the Jamocha shakes. Yes. Holy crap. Never put cheese on it. But, you know, like you could get 3 different sizes on the Arby's. You can get the regular, and then it was like the large and an extra large. It was just something about all the meat on it. Yeah, cheese is for burgers. Yeah, you don't go cheese on a roast beef sandwich. What up, Spice Boys? Gold Mike Doorstop. But I don't know. Like, do you think, and this is the other thing. I think that they're getting hack comedians that are good at, like, one-liners, you know, kind of, like, roasting people. Well, Iggy T, you guys put gravy on French fries. Iggy T, you guys love putting gravy, that poutine. I mean, I do want to try it, if I'm being honest, though. I want to try gravy on fries. But their XL sandwich. Yeah, it was great, though. I mean, I just didn't like. Also, the other thing. What is it about getting the larger size? Like, you guys remember when the Hardee's Baconator came out? It was like 3 stacks of beef. I think you know how they had the double stack and triple. Did they go any higher than the triple stack at Wendy's? Did they ever go higher than that? Because I think I tried the Wendy's triple. I could have thought that they had a quadruple. But they also had the Baconator. And everybody, I mean, for a time there, it was like, they were like, you know, like this rap battle song. They were battling with the most unhealthiest high-calorie sandwich. But the Baconator was like, I think close to like 1,000 pounds. Or 1,000 pounds, 1,000 calories. I mean, the Hardee's Thick Burger too, man. Oh, the Hardee's Thick Burger was up there too. I actually think the Hardee's Thick Burger was actually more unhealthy than the Wendy's one. Oh, see, man, Iggy, you know what? My dad would have loved you because I would go to the movies to watch a movie on Friday nights. And I would stop it because Wendy's was on the way. I would stop at Wendy's. I would get myself, and this, I've talked about this, I would get the 99-cent junior bacon cheeseburger and a 4-piece nugget because I like to put the nuggets on with the bacon and the burger because I call it the triple play. You get chicken, beef, bacon. But I would always get the spicy chicken sandwich for my dad. I don't think I ever talked about this. I'm actually getting a little teary-eyed now. The last time I went to the movie theater, because it was like 2 years that I did not go to the movie theaters during the pandemic. And, I mean, they were closed down for most of the first year. And I went to the last movie that I saw that I broke my streak, because it was almost 2 years since I had seen a movie. And I went and saw Spider-Man No Way Home. And I forgot that my dad was gone. Because I stopped at that Wendy's and was going to get it. And I just was like, what the fuck, man? That's the thing about, you know, losing somebody and stuff that, you know, like it's not that you forget about them. It's just that you don't think about it as much. And then you'll remember those little things that you did and stuff that your body will just do automatically. It's like muscle memory and stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to get serious. I like to share a lot of stuff, but I stopped there to get a spicy chicken sandwich for my dad. And I was like, yeah, he's not alive anymore. So, all right, let's get back into some funner stuff. More funner stuff. But yeah, so do you think Arby's, I mean, do you think McDonald's replies? I'd like to see. What if McDonald's, you know, they got way more cash? What if they get like a big ass, what if they got Eminem? Eminem, oh, you know, Eminem, like he's the best battle rapper. What if McDonald's just threw down a big wad of cash at Eminem's feet and was like, have at it, Em. We don't care. Make this thing underground. You can call them whore, sluts, whatever it is.
Eggs is stage left. The sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic.
Oh, they called out Ronald. I don't want to go after Ronald. Ronald could fly off the handle like Arthur, the oldest brother from Peaky Blinders. You know, and I'm not saying this. I don't want McDonald's. You know what? I don't own anything. How can McDonald's sue me? What if Ronald McDonald really is like Arthur from the Peaky Blinders? He's doing so much cocaine that he's got to counteract it with whiskey. He's basically breaking a wine bottle and blinding somebody with it, setting them on fire. It's just, man, he's an animal, just like Ronald McDonald.
This argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that filet of fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness.
I don't know. I mean, I know I'm making you hungry. Beefy King is good. Did they ever get that place settled after the fire?
I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look, I could sell water to a whale. How could.
Oh, water to a whale. Like, selling ice cubes to an Eskimo.
You ever think I fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well.
I love how they used all the stock footage for this.
All fish is gonna tip that scale.
This is a paid. I don't know. Which one? Wait, whoa, hold on. The one on the left's gotta be the Arby's, right? And the one on the right's gotta be McDonald's. I don't know. One of McDonald's. No, the one on the left's got to be McDonald's. Definitely, right? One on the left is definitely McDonald's. No, it is, because McDonald's doesn't put tomatoes on their fish sandwich. The other one's definitely Arby's.
Advertisement brought to you by the unrivaled, the unparalleled Arby's.
Well, Arby's kind of self-glossing there a little bit. Just thought I would share that for you. I wanted to talk about this story a little bit, too. I know that a lot of people needed help with the stimulus checks and stuff. I didn't get a single goddamn stimulus check out of all of them. And I needed it. It really would have helped me out. And I tried. My producer, Vulture, tried. Nope, nothing. But they're thinking about giving out checks. They're thinking about giving out checks to help people pay for gas. I don't understand how this. All right. Number one, maybe I shouldn't give my opinions before I even play the story. But the stimulus checks that came out, the first and the second one, it was a complete disaster. We're seeing about how many people defrauded the system. Money went to the Catholic Church, went to churches in general. You should not be getting stimulus checks if you don't have to pay any taxes. And people think this is free money. It's not free money. Matter of fact, it's your money. The thing is that they're going to give out these checks when they should be giving out gas cards. They should be giving out gas cards. And are they going to send these to people that don't even own a vehicle? It's just, I don't know.
It's reported that the White House considered sending all Americans a gas card.
Oh, they are doing card. Okay.
But the plan was abandoned because it was just too much red tape, in part because the IRS would have to oversee it. They're in the middle of tax season.
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, don't expect to get your tax return fast or early. Matter of fact, I think most of them are going to be delayed because they're so backed up from not having enough workforce. I don't know if people didn't just pay enough taxes or they're just trying to get all the refunds that they can. But I'm glad that they are doing gas cards, because if they do gas cards, because I'm telling you what, growing up or living in a very small town of Oak Hill, Florida, where when I was still at the hobo fish camp, the stimulus checks, I had to, when everybody was getting their stimulus checks, I had to go to a different store, because that Sunoco that I would go to is right in front of a big trailer park. And you want to know what everybody did with their stimulus checks? Alcohol, cigarettes, lottery. I never seen so many lottery tickets bought. And look, it's your money. You could do whatever you want with it. But it lets, why? That money went right back to the government. It went back to the government because you're buying lottery tickets and stuff. Or cigarettes. Friend with Diplo. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard of a Diplo. And Oak Hill is a very small town. But I'm not down to give gas cards to people that don't even have cars. People that don't have driver's licenses. People that have DUIs. What sense does it make to give them gas cards? They're wanting to give gas cards to the kids too. It blows my mind.
Three House Democrats, none from the state of Washington, proposed an alternative: checks, just like the stimulus checks that we all got.
Checks.
The last year or so. In this case, anyone making less than $150,000 annually would get monthly checks of $100 or more, depending on how big your family is, for as long as the average national gas price is above $4 a gallon.
All right, so I want to talk about this, and this happened back during the housing bubble as well, too. The gas prices went up. It was over $4 then. But it's nothing but a shell game. Think about this. All right, so we were, what was it, up to a 439? I think that was like the highest I saw in this area. I was driving my mom back from her doctor's appointment. And she made the call. Oh, look at that gas. That's under $4. Do you realize that that's what they do? They raise it up. And then when it comes down a little bit, we're like, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, politicians. We are so grateful that it's under four. No. I don't get it. And I hope that I'm not sounding like a conservative. I don't support either side, but it's just like, now we're going to be happy. They can drop it down a little bit, and we're going to just be happy. We're going to be like, oh, well, at least it's not over $4. $3.75, $3.80. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of these people that are going to get gas cards. They're going to turn around and sell them for I don't know, half price. They'll take that $100 gift card, sell it to somebody for $50 so they can go buy beer, liquor, drugs, whatever it is. And good. And like I said, it is your money to do whatever you want with it. I don't want anybody to think that I'm looking down on people. Look, I would take free money right now. Once the free money is in my hand, I get to do whatever I want with it, because it's my money that I've been paying taxes into.
Today, we asked Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg if the White House would support that.
We're not ruling out any option that could bring relief, though we are also continuing to take steps within.
I mean, Bob D brings up a great point. I mean, gasoline has gone down, but I don't think it's gone down at the same level that we're paying at the pump when it comes to the barrel. It's just not. And have you guys ever noticed, like, I know that they're selling gas on futures and stuff, but it just, it blows my mind that it automatically goes up. I want to go in there and like, look, the gas that you have in the ground right now, you didn't pay the price that everybody's paying right now. So why should I have to pay it?
In the existing laws that don't require an act of Congress, like that petroleum reserve release that the president approved, and, you know, an honest conversation as a country about the steps that the oil industry has taken.
The Democrats say Russia's invasion of Ukraine has jacked up prices so high that...
Okay. You know what? We went to war, and I don't want any... I don't want military people to be on the ground, because we don't need to lose soldiers. I think the days of fighting ground wars, I think those days are over with. It just shock and awe like we did in Saudi Arabia or Iraq, and just do it, because I think everybody in the United States that's having to pay a lot of this money would be okay for us to, you know, have that no-fly zone or start dropping bombs. It's costing us a lot of money right now. And, you know, we're putting these sanctions on people, and it's hitting us in the pocket as well, too. And once again, not conservative, not liberal. I'm just stating the facts. I mean, we'd be getting screwed one way or the other. If Trump was still in, we'd be getting screwed. Getting screwed by Biden.
Some kind of intervention is necessary. Secretary Buttigieg told us, for most Americans, transportation is the second biggest part of the family budget after housing.
Because our public transit is non-existent. You got to live in a really big city. I think the only city, Chicago and New York, might have some of the best public transportation to be able to work in the city and stuff. But it drives me crazy, because we here in the state of Florida, we could have gotten the high-speed rail going from the East Coast to the West Coast, or it might have been just Orlando to Tampa. Do you know how much traffic that would have cut from I-4, and our dumbass Governor Rick Scott at the time turned it down? Because he didn't want to, like, take any of the money that Barack Obama was just handing out. By the way, we gave out a lot of money when the Republicans were in charge.
Have a significant oil-producing country go to war, as happened with Russia.
But Bob D, though, like, what about mutual destruction? I know that Putin is crazy, but at the same time, it's like he knows that if he bombs us, we got subs, we got everything sitting out there. We can easily hit them pretty quick, and that's why. I mean, I think America's the only one that's ever used one against a country. But Russia would be dumb, because we would destroy them, they would destroy us. That's why it's called mutual destruction. I mean, JKC, I mean, they might. It wouldn't doubt me that Canada had great public transportation.
That is going to lead to pressure on prices, and since that war began, we've seen an escalation to the tune of about $1.
Right now, according to AAA, the average gallon of gas across the country is about $4.25, and it's about 50 cents higher here in Washington, as it usually is. So other Democrats have some other proposals, including a quarterly payment that will be funded by a tax on oil companies that are...
Actually, JKC, Russia does have more than us. But I think a lot of their nukes are not operational right now. But they do have nukes. I think they do have more warheads than we do. I'm just talking about the delivery system.
Profitable right now, but in an election year where Republicans feel like they have Democrats on the ropes, they're not expected to support any of the...
By the way, I think both Russia and the USA have over 1,000 nukes. It's not going to take 1,000 nukes. I mean, isn't 1,000 nukes kind of overkill? Because I don't even think you'd be able to use 1,000. Like I said, mutual destruction. You would never be able to get off 1,000 nukes. It's crazy.
These proposals, some Democrats might not be on board either. From the King 5 Newsroom, I'm Steve Bunin.
I mean, all this money we're giving out, it's just going to come back. We're going to be paying for it later. Exactly. I mean... I don't know. You're right. I mean, you're damned if you do. I mean, there's really no great solution to it. They got a lot more people that are smarter than me working on how to best get out of this. I thought about this, and I know a lot of people might take this the wrong way when I say this, but I think it would have been awesome. I mean, my mom loved cooking. So did my grandmother, but I wanted a after watching this video, I would love a black grandmother. I mean, I think it would be amazing. Because look how happy this grandmother is feeding her grandchildren.
My grandchildren, tearing grandma food up.
Look at that plate. It looks like some red beans and rice, some cornbread, some beans. I don't know what, it looks like a pork chop.
Look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
Doesn't it sound like a cool-ass grandmother?
My grandchildren, tearing grandma food up. Look at that. Look at my grandkids. Tearing that food up.
See you, Mike Z. I mean, that's a hell of a plate, right? That looks like sweet potato right there. Yeah, that is sweet potato. Maybe it looks like a pork chop or a chicken thigh.
Can grandma cook?
Yes.
Can grandma cook? Mm-hmm. You like grandma cornbread? Mm-hmm. Smile for me. Grandma can cook? Mm-hmm. Wait, let me get shopping.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, hold on.
Shopping.
All right, guys. It's a cute baby. And I know that you probably should not pluck an infant's eyebrows, but come on. Guys, am I the only one? I mean, that's one eyebrow. But look at the eyes. I mean, the kid's cute as hell. Yeah, it does look like my potluck, but I mean, come on, man. Like, do that kid a favor and get those... I mean, get those eyebrows threaded or plucked or something.
Can grandma cook?
Ugh.
Huh? Can grandma cook, babe? Yeah, give us some, Deborah. Give us some. Can grandma cook, babe?
Oh, man. I mean, it's okay for a unibrow baby. But come on, when that kid starts going to school, you got to do something with that. That could be a problem.
To her. You like that? You like?
Oh man, I don't know. I just wanted to share that. And one more story that I wanna play for you. I'm gonna end a little earlier, but I mean, have you guys? I would love to. I would love to get a black grandmother on the show. Do like a cooking segment. Pfft, forget about it, man. That's what I need. There was a, you know, these stories are tragic and stuff. But like, I know a lot of people watch Tiger King. And you know, I think there was a guy that worked at one of the rescues. I think he had his arm ripped off. Maybe both arms. I never watched Tiger King. I get in those moods where I'm like, you know what? I refuse to watch it. But this guy got attacked by a tiger. I'm sorry. I do not look. For one thing, I don't believe some of these animals can be released back into the wild. It's just not going to happen. But they shouldn't be in captivity. I mean, look at Travis the chimp that ripped that lady's face and nose and ears off. So if you are working with a tiger and you think, oh, I raised this from a little cub, it would never do anything to me. And you got attacked? No, I don't feel bad for you.
An employee for an Everglades airboat tour company was attacked by a tiger.
And Collier. I think tigers are the biggest cat.
County Florida sheriffs responded to,
of course, Florida,
to a tiger attack at Wooten's Everglades Airboat Tour.
And this is not like one of those like Gatorlands or one of these bigger like animal rescue places. Now this is probably a guy that does airboat tours. He knows somebody that had a tiger, and he was like, "Hey, can I borrow your tiger? But we can make some money off of it. After I get done giving the airboat ride down St. John's, show him your tiger."
Authorities say a 50-year-old male employee of Wooten's entered the tiger enclosure while the big cat was being fed.
Nope.
By its caretaker.
I know it was just a movie, but if they can feed Dr. Hannibal Lecter through like a little door, they can do the same thing with a tiger. Sorry.
Baker. This person was not authorized to be with the tiger. Even the police admit in a statement they're having a hard time comprehending this
Foul play?
Happening. The employee survived with injuries to both arms and was transported to the hospital. Beyond airboat tours, swamp buggy rides, and alligator shows, the company says Wooten's is licensed.
Yeah, please, Bob D, I would love to hear it.
To care for tigers by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and the U.S. Department.
Yeah, because they're probably paying the FWC.
Department of Agriculture. Their tigers are cared for by a person who has worked at Wooten's for 25 years. They say the tiger was not harmed and remains in her enclosure. This is...
All right, so, you know, story kind of sucked. So what? Some guy, he got attacked by a tiger. And it's kind of like, when you work with tigers, good chance you could get bit. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I would like some feedback. If you want to hit me up on social media or email me, tuttle@gmail.com, I would like to hear from you, see what you thought about the 7 o'clock start time. I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.